Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net, toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. We do give them away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it free at freetalklive.com. We're going to talk about Fred Phelps here in a few moments. I have that ready, Mark. But I want to finish up some thoughts on the whole radio situation. Just to recap, for those of you just tuning in Montana and elsewhere, we reported last hour on a pretty radical move by a Clear Channel radio station in Dallas, Texas. According to the New York Times, they are flipping their radio station, which is apparently a classic rock station, KZPS, to zero pre-recorded commercials. So, you know, normally you're used to, if you ever listen to a music radio station, you're used to hearing maybe 3-4 minute long blocks of commercial breaks throughout an hour. And, you know, it's just not working. It's just too many commercials. It's driving people away. People are choosing CDs. People are choosing their MP3 players. They're choosing commercial-free satellite radio. And the radio industry is doing everything it can, considering it's got this crushing FCC regulating it, to try to compete. And so, you know, credit to Clear Channel where it's due. Now, I'm no Clear Channel worshiper. I used to work for them. I don't like the way they do their business. I don't like their content policies. Anyway, so, you know, I've got my objections to Clear Channel, but I got to give them credit where it's due, and that is they've been the only company in the industry to really do anything revolutionarily different with their commercials. And it started with Less is More, where they cut from 60 seconds to 30s. They don't play 60s anymore on Clear Channel stations, and they cut the total number of minutes. You were saying?
Well, the thing is if a smaller radio company, a single owner, a guy owns a couple of stations, if he does something revolutionary, it's doubtful it's ever going to hit the news. Now, among the big boys, like Citadel, Cox,
CBS,
Cumulus, yeah. Those ones, they've pretty much stuck to what Clear Channel does, and maybe they'll, when Less is More came in, they cut down their commercials, too, and now that this comes in, I think that
I took a lead from Clear Channel, and I guess it was about a year and a half ago, we cut a minute of commercials out of the show, just because I wanted to be as competitive as possible. And coming up, as we get more money in AMP dollars coming in, that's going to be something we might be able to do again in the future.
Difficult to get a program director, which is essentially what your role is on the show, to cut commercials.
Yeah.
It's not a difficult job.
You know, another thing this does is almost gives an illusion of that they're always live. I know that when there's pre-recorded commercials, you're just listening to something pre-recorded, but if there's a DJ on there saying, this next hour brought to you by that, it's almost like they're there talking to you and not pre-recorded as much. I'm sure they still will be, mm-hmm. but I know myself, when I'm listening to the radio and I hear a DJ giving an on-air read, it really makes me feel like I'm listening to something that's going on live more.
Well, your brain's a sophisticated piece of machinery, so when you start, people get tuned into what a commercial sounds like, and they just, and their brains disengage from what they're doing. When the sound of a commercial comes up, when the sound of that, the last song in that segment, and then we're gonna be right back, or whatever mm-hmm. the signals are that get people to tune out. They stop listening because they want to hear ads.
You can say that, but studies have shown that 92% of radio listeners will stay through a commercial break.
They will stay, but what I'm saying, they're disengaged.
They're not actually listening. They're hearing the spot.
In some cases.
Well, anyway, Clear Channel's
obviously radio advertising works because they've been doing it for so long and companies are still buying it. I'm just saying that this is going to be more efficient.
At this point, what they're going to do is they're going to shift this radio station to a maximum of they've got four initial sponsors. I think they'll probably sell more than that. But they're giving exclusivity to each sponsor. So if Free Talk Live wanted to buy an hour, then they wouldn't be able to sell any other radio shows a commercial. Not that we do that. But Clear Channel's move isn't unprecedented. In 2005, three stations on Long Island owned by the Maury organization experimented with a similar model but eventually returned to conventional commercials. Quote, at a time like this, it's easier to postulate sponsorships and product placement than actually walk away from your spot advertising revenue. But if anyone can afford to walk away from that revenue, it's Clear Channel. While commercial radio stations once had automobile drivers' ears all to themselves, competition today is intense. The satellite company Sirius XM offer scores of non-commercial stations, and new cars are increasingly factory-equipped to play iPods and other MP3 players. A Nashville-based radio consultant says people are not as willing to listen to the commercials, and soon we'll have the internet streaming directly into cars. Yeah, I don't think we're too far off from that.
Mm-mm.
We already have a handful of listeners that have their laptops and the wireless cards for, like, Verizon and Sprint, and they actually have internet in their cars and can drive around with it.
Especially
and can listen
in a market,
to Free Talk Live.
A market like Texas, in a market like Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. it's not going to be too long until everyone has that.
And, another thing that I was thinking about over the weekend is, now, I'm certainly no tech guy, but they broadcast on these LAN, what is it called? LAN?
WANs? Wide Area Networks?
Just the Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
is that what that is?
Okay.
So they broadcast on Wi-Fi, and that's probably a high-frequency deal, so it doesn't travel very far. Is that the idea?
I guess.
I don't know.
I think there are FCC regulations that
yes,
prohibit.
There are FCC regulations, and that's what I'm getting to. What if somebody were to pirate their Wi-Fi, broadcast it at, say, 660 on the AM dial? Now, I know that your car has to be able to talk back. And that's a problem, but wouldn't you be able to reach really, really far if you put your Wi-Fi out on 660 AM if you went on to some kind of...
I don't think would work very well. I don't know how well that would work.
I don't either, but I'm just saying that how would you catch this person?
You'd triangulate their signal?
You'd have to know that they were doing it, and it's not like it's on the radio. There's no way that you'd know that they were... You'd have to know.
You'd hear some digital noise. You'd hear the transmission.
Oh,
you'd know there's a transmission.
Assuming you're sitting on 660 and listening, but,
right.
I mean, what are most people doing in a given market? The way they find...
FM.
The way they find... Well, that's true. The way they find pirate stations is because... People in the market listen.
There might just be too much noise, though.
And then they say, there's a bad guy broadcasting illegally on 660. Well, people wouldn't know. Not as many people would know.
I don't know, Mark. You'd have to have special equipment in order to even receive that, because Wi-Fi equipment's just not operating in that range. It's operating up at 2.4 gigahertz.
All right. Well, it's just
kilohertz.
Just a thought process.
Anyway, he called the Dallas station sponsorship approach an interesting experiment, and I applaud them for it. The key is to give it enough time to develop it, which is hard in a world that's judged in 13-week periods. The market manager for the Dallas station said that Clear Channel intended to give the experiment some time to show a profit, which is a major issue in radio today.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll flip a format. They'll flip. It's what happened to us back when we started. When we started on an FM talk station in Sarasota, Florida, the station started pulling in numbers that were kicking butt in the ratings. It took it a year. They did give it over a year to actually, give it a chance to get hold. And it did get hold. It's just that the salespeople weren't selling it for whatever reason. They claimed they couldn't sell FM talk in the Sarasota market. And so they flipped the formats back to music. They never really gave it an honest shot.
Well, our show had started before we even really got a full book in. So, I mean, obviously our show wasn't expected in the time slot that it was in, 7 to 10, Monday through Friday, wasn't expected to save the station at that point. And how could it? We never got a chance to. And I understand the problems that they had with the sales department. I confronted some of those problems.
So, anyway, corporate has insulated us from having to get everything done in the next 90 days. It's going to take a while to get the revenue model revved up, but we believe that we'll be successful in Dallas. And I think it'll be interesting, an interesting experiment to watch. Unfortunately, I don't think it'll translate well to talk radio. Simply because you just can't do an hour of talk radio... With no commercial inventory for local stations to play their ads, mm-hmm. unless you are paying those local stations to air your show. That'd be the only way it could work. If you were, like, if Free Talk Live were to go commercial free for an hour, we'd have to pay our affiliate stations a portion of the money we were getting from that revenue.
Talk radio will always have recorded commercials simply because talk show hosts have to use the bathroom.
That's another good point.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that doesn't mean we can't cut back on them, and that's something that we're doing.
And there's a premium position for in show ads, live reads.
Live reads are definitely very valuable. All right, so that's that. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the radio industry today? Will it survive the onslaught of the digital revolution, or will it crumble in the next 10 years? What do you think? Coming up, Fred Phelps on the VA shooting. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
And it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month, so give the child in your life financial literacy. Be they son, daughter, or sibling, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com. 1-800-657-5066. 1-800-657-5066. In fact, Toby, I guess you were listening closely to the news break, which we weren't, I guess, at the top of the hour. And you heard something of actually about financial literacy in, kids in America.
They said that only 6.9% of high school graduates, seniors, score a C or better in financial literacy. So this book could definitely help some people out.
Like a C having some kind of understanding of what's going on.
Average understanding. That's what C is.
7% essentially?
I don't see a C as being good. So, Ed,
no. It's not good. Not good.
I can't say I remember a lot in school and in classes that I got C's in.
So the other way to say that would be that 93% of high school graduates get a D or an F on financial literacy. And this is on
really
the government.
Benefit from this.
This is on the government's test. I can only imagine what, you know, if there were actually a market-based test, what that would be all about.
Hmm.
So anyway, it's bad news in government schools, so you're going to have to teach your kids on your own about financial literacy if you ever want them to have a chance in life. And so Jewel's book is a good place to start. Now then, to the Virginia Tech shooting. Of course, dominated the news throughout the week last week, and they're still doing the investigation. They're investigating the shooter. And Fred Phelps has apparently come out with something to say about the situation. It's sort of in the same vein as the position that Pat Robertson took on the tsunami. You know, in that, they're a bunch of heathens, so God sent a tsunami. Or Katrina is what I think he actually might have taken the position on both of them. But apparently this is a popular position to take nowadays with religious leaders, saying that, well, you're evil people, so God's punishing you. Isn't that what he's doing here?
It's the Sodom and Gomorrah kind of thought process. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because of their sinfulness, mostly their gayness. And God, visited this problem. Of course, this is a very, very old story. And, not a lot of evidence for it. Anyhow, from WBBM Chicago, an anti-gay religious group known for its protesting at the funerals of American soldiers killed in Iraq is planning on appearing at services for those killed on Monday at Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's lovely.
As well, yes. The Topeka, Kansas-based...
Hold on. We're going to get into the details, but a lot of people get offended that... I guess a lot of people were offended that the media... We had a caller last week who said, why are you guys talking about making political hay out of this issue 24 hours after it's happened? Doesn't that offend the families? And I suggested, well, maybe the families shouldn't be listening to talk radio, because that's what talk radio does. But you want to talk about offensive.
No, this is about as offensive.
Showing up to the funerals with protest signs saying that your children were heathens and that's why they got killed?
Now, I don't get offended by much, but this is something that would probably even bother me if I was a family member to one of the people there.
Yeah, this is disgusting. The Topeka, Kansas-based Westboro Baptist Church, which is not affiliated in any way with any national Baptist organization, announces plans to protest at victims' funerals only hours after 32 people were killed in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. They also may protest at other events in the Virginia Tech campus. The organization, founded and led by Fred Phelps, believes the United States has condemned itself to destruction by accepting homosexuality and other sins of the flesh. Phelps' daughter, Shirley Phelps Roper, said that the Virginia Tech teachers and students who died on Monday brought their fate upon themselves by not being true Christians.
This woman is an awful, awful person. I've seen her interviewed.
Yeah, and her father is no better. The evidence is, this is more quotation marks here from Ms. Phelps Roper, the evidence is that they were not Christian. God does not do that to his servants. Does that mean Christians don't die? Christians don't die violently.
If they are, they're martyrs, so...
I see. Nonsense. You don't
so wait a minute, what about the girl in the Columbine shooting that was asked if she was a Christian before... Or if she believed... Remember the story about the Columbine shooters asking one of the victims if she believed in God moments before executing her?
She was a martyr.
She said
she
yes.
She died for God.
And so, okay, that's okay then.
That's okay.
Gotcha. Well, you don't need to look any further for evidence that those people are in hell, I guess is what she says.
Wow.
Does that make Cho an angel of God?
Yeah, he's the angel of death. He's visited upon Virginia Tech campus to reap God's vengeance upon the, those 32 people.
Wow.
Who must have been much worse than the other people in the class. Because
outrageous.
Cho, the Virginia Tech student responsible for the killings who took his own life after the shootings, was sent. Now, was since Cho chose to kill himself, did he go to heaven?
If he's the angel of death, presumably
they haven't
he was
made
working
that,
with God.
They haven't made that particular claim.
I see.
Probably because they haven't thought of it.
Clearly these guys aren't thinking too much. I mean,
I think they might be addled by their own incest. That's what my guess
Well, that is a factor here. as I understand it, the church that you're referencing, the Westboro Baptist Church, is made up of the family of Fred Phelps.
It's some good
the
stuff.
The extended family, basically.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, he makes for good news, and it's kind of silly. He was sent by God to punish those that were killed. America, he was there he goes. He was sent by God to punish those that
okay.
were killed.
And I was just speculating on that.
And America as a whole for moral decline. I don't feel punished particularly, but okay.
Is he suggesting that God is just taking a few lives here and there to try to scare Americans back into, going to Westboro Baptist Church? Is that the idea? Because why not, go on all-out offensive? Why not take one day where, if you really want to prove that you're God and that you want people to be scared, why not send, 20 angels of death down all on the same day in order to take out 200 people across the country and have them scrawl messages in blood about Jesus and God on the walls as they're dying?
Well,
wouldn't that be a little bit more obvious?
This isn't entirely fair because everybody, Christian and non-Christian alike, believes that Fred Phelps is insane. Okay, so, but I'm
just trying to understand
that if God were the God that Fred Phelps believes in, he could be significantly more effective in ridding the world of its worst occupants and sending them to hell.
Right.
And he could be more effective in converting the rest of the world into whatever religionists want, if he's taking that kind of active role.
But he's not. He's just sort of, he sends a hurricane here, he sends a, armed killer over there.
I mean, really the God of, if you look at Fred Phelps' God without Fred Phelps, his narration in the process. He seems to be just a very destructive, mean individual that...
But he's not as mean as he could be. He could be more mean
and
then make the point very clear. Then you wouldn't need Fred Phelps to get on, the news and point this out. Then it would be scrawled in blood on the walls of the school.
God's more... Fred Phelps's God is more like the God... a child with a magnifying glass that picks out one ant from an ant pile and burns that one ant.
Here you go, Fred.
It's random.
Here's some more attention.
It doesn't matter.
Fred, because Fred Phelps wouldn't get any attention if God were to take the all-out approach.
No,
but in this case, with the just a tragedy here, a tragedy there, then Fred gets attention.
To wrap this crap up, Phelps Roper does say, in fact, that Cho is in hell, but he was fulfilling the word of God. So he was a tool of God.
That's not fair.
In hell.
What kind of a deal is that?
Apparently God's not very fair.
We're coming back with
Fred
more.
Phelps is God.
You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And that does include the wiki, over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you at wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like our listener editable version of our website. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening June 18th through the 24th. It's called Porkfest. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty.
There'll be a lot of activities, too.
Oh, my goodness.
There's going to be shooting activities. There's going to be mountain climbing activities. There's going to be probably a great deal of drinking activities. there's a lake
little smoking activities
that people will be swimming in. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We've never been before, so I don't know. Are you going to be able to drag Laura along, or?
I don't know. I mean, if she wants to go, she can go. She's welcome to come. If she's
going anyway.
She likes those events, generally. She just doesn't like to sit through the rhetoric. And, you know, I mean.
Well, she can just hang around and pal around with people.
Yeah, there's a few people that she likes to hang out with quite a bit and likes to see, so.
There's always something to do if you don't want to sit through the talks and stuff. There's plenty of other stuff to do there, so.
Guys, if you're coming, please bring your women so that Laura will have somebody to talk to.
And more women, the merrier. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line. We're talking about Reverend Phelps from Westboro Baptist Church and the position that he was taking, or his church is taking, which is essentially him, because it's all his family. We did a little digging on Wikipedia here, and apparently Sky News, which is basically Fox in Great Britain, claims that their church has about 150 members, while BBC claims that there are 71. According to a compilation of the names of Phelps's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, combined with his 9 loyal children and their spouses, numbers about 90. So just people related to Fred Phelps are pretty much what his church is composed of.
You know, I'm beginning to feel bad for reading the story.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, obviously Fred Phelps is a bad guy, but he's
giving him publicity?
That's what he wants. He doesn't. That's what this sick, sick man wants.
Yeah, but I think it's important to point out how sick some people are.
But the reason that he's doing this particular sick thing...
We're not going to give him converts, Mark. Nobody's going to
He doesn't care about that. That's not what his issue is. His issue is doing sick, weird things to get on television.
Yeah.
I mean, how could he possibly believe that he's doing the right thing? I mean, really, is anyone in America flocking to Fred Phelps and giving him money based on the fact that he's picketing the victims shot at Virginia Tech?
Well, of course not.
People,
he's not
American soldiers that are shot?
No, I doubt that they are. And
they
aren't. He's not looking for new recruits.
No, he's not looking for donations. He's looking for publicity.
Right, for his ideas.
I'm feeling bad for even talking about it.
Well, I think it's important to talk about crazy people. Toby, what do you think? Should we have ignored this issue?
Hey, we talked about the crazy 666 Christian religion. Who actually has more followers than this? The guys who, I don't remember.
Oh,
if you remember,
yeah,
a few
the
weeks
guy with
back,
the 666 on his chest.
On their foreheads, I believe. Were some of them there?
Yeah, they're putting it on their foreheads.
And they had more followers than this guy. So.
Yeah.
But those people aren't looking for bad press. I mean, they're looking for converts. And that's what I think is different here, is Fred Phelps isn't looking for converts. He's like a, you know, he'd rub himself with feces and cut himself like
G.G.
Allen
used to.
Well,
he's a true believer. Trying to see, I think there are two types of people in the religion movement. There are the true believers, the ones that get into it because they really believe what they've been told and they want to spread their word, whatever it is, however vitriolic and hateful it is. They want to spread their word to other people. And then there are those who are the scam artists. Then there are those who want to cash in.
Yeah. I think Fred Phelps is a true believer. I think that 666 guy was just trying to cash in.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell the difference sometimes.
I would say that largely that's true. I would say Fred Phelps, on the other hand, is some kind of sick exhibitionist. He does not fit into the categories that we're talking about. That's what we're used to dealing with, and that's why I forgive us for reading it on the air, because we're used to, we would call somebody out who's doing something wrong, but in this particular case, he wants that.
Well, it says here that Phelps' church has similarities to the Christian identity movement. It's just, you know, it's just the fact that there are certain religions in America that take very extreme positions, and I think it's interesting to point these things out so people can understand the depths that some of these people will go to. I just find it fascinating.
Yeah, I find it really fascinating, too, because this is about as far as you can go in the crazy world. And everyone else is just a degrees away. I mean, some people, absolutely none religion doesn't dictate at all how they believe on homosexuals or the depravity.
Like the Unitarians.
Exactly.
They embrace homosexuality. They've got a nice rainbow flag flying out in front of their church.
That's that particular church. Every church is different, but I'd say Unitarians largely are very, you know, pro-homosexual.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave on the line in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, this guy Phelps is a hand of evil causing contention. He has to remember that Jesus forgave the adulteress because he made everybody, all the finger pointers, realize that they're the sinners too.
He who is without sin cast the first stone.
And that you better start loving one another, right? Because that's our only weapon against this evil that's being forced upon us religiously, politically, economically. Every which way we turn, there's somebody racially, they're trying to do with the IMUS thing. See, and we as a people gotta realize that these people want us to point the finger that it's the illegal immigrants' fault, it's the blacks' fault, it's the crackers' fault, it's the Islam's fault. They want us at each other's throat so that they could put their foot on our throat. And that's why love is the answer, man. If we love one another and get along with one another and tell these people that it's okay if people come here to work. It's okay if people want to marry their own sex. We know it's wrong. If they want to do it and not push it on little kids and do wrong things, let them go there. Don't be causing contention amongst one another. Jesus says love one another, man. That's our weapon against this evil church and evil government that is in collusion with each other to rule over us.
Man.
And we can't allow it to happen.
Preach it, brother. Preach it. You know, I can't disagree with a word of it. I mean, I'm not a religious guy. I'm an atheist. But I can't disagree with a word of that, Dave.
And that's what Jesus was all about, man. He says, it's easy to love the one that gives you the money and the one that makes your life nice. You got to love the one that they're telling you not to love because they want you to hate. They want you to put that to carry on their evil. And we could stop it cold, man. It's being spread throughout our own even creed of our Declaration of Independence that we know the certain truths. We know and we hold these truths self-evident by our Creator that all men are created equal and no man could take them away from us.
Wow.
And we got to and even that divides the Americans now because they're so afraid of freedom and they're so afraid because the government got everybody afraid at everybody else and Uncle
you know, you're right.
Sam is the one that we should be looking at and grab by the throat and tell him we are Uncle Sam we are the people you work for us.
You know, you're right, and that's sort of what liberty is all about. And a great call, Dave. You're on the ball tonight.
Man,
appreciate it.
Was great. Passionate.
Thank you. You know, he's absolutely right, and I think that that's an important facet to liberty is loving your neighbor enough to allow that person to have as much freedom as you want for yourself. I think that's a really caring act.
Don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand that they're only going to have as much freedom as their neighbor. And it's a very important concept to understand, but it goes right by a lot of people.
What they don't get is it's not just as much freedom, because that sort of mimics things. It's like telling a non-smoker they can't smoke. Well, good. That means other people can't. I'm happy about that.
But that means they can't do something they don't want.
Right. That means you can't eat candy bars or hamburgers or skydive, you know, whatever it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can take away that person's right to smoke, they can take away your right to do whatever it is that
it's
you do.
It's just a matter of time.
Yep.
And political influence and organizing. And Dave's right. You know, the system pits interest group against interest group and promotes hatred. It promotes people not respecting one another and not respecting their freedoms and just looking to control someone before they get control. That's what the game is today, is control the other group before they get in control of the government and use their guns to control you first. And it's a sickness that we need to stop. 800-259-9231. But there's no point in me rehashing that. He said it well. Or on the way, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Do you dream of being a doctor, lawyer, fireman? How about a rocket scientist or an automotive technician? There's not as much difference between the last two as you think. When I come back, it's blast off.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Rocket scientist and auto technician. Similar? Yes. Today's automobiles are more sophisticated than Apollo 13 that took the astronauts to the moon. Outer space aside, here on Earth, there's a critical shortage of trained repair technicians. While 2 million vehicles are added to our highways each year, those with the expertise to keep them on the road decreases by 5%. The impact on automotive consumers? More expensive repairs that take longer. So encourage a young person to think scientist, think lab coat, think automotive technician. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 365 of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. The concept's simple. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that, well, you know, we'd like to get this show on as many radio stations as possible. We've got 20 so far. We'd like that to be 200. And we can do it with your help. We can do it faster with your help. I mean, we'll get there eventually. But if you send us $3 a month, then there's certain things that we can do with that money that we weren't able to do before, like advertise in Talkers Magazine, along with right next to the other major players in the business. We can do outreach to radio stations. We can get more internet listeners on board with the show. And the fact is, AMP is working. But it'll work better with your help as well. So help, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and learn about the program, learn about the perks you'll get access to. You get, for instance, the amplifier-only forum, chat room, and the call-in lines that are reserved for amplifiers. There's more details for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Dale in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dale.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to compliment that last caller because I think he hit the nail right on the head.
Man, didn't he ever?
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Your thoughts?
We got, you know, a lot of people in this country have their eyes closed as to what's going on, and I've started to wake up. I know exactly what these people are trying to do to us. These people that run this country, they despise us, the people
the
of the United States,
Americans,
they hate us. Yes,
they certainly don't think we're big kids and can take care of ourselves.
That's true. They need to get their hands out of our pocket and stop pushing.
Well, I think that if more people would take a position of strength against them rather than just bending over and doing as they're ordered to do by the government, and I'm not necessarily suggesting violence. Ed Brown, for instance, he's going to be violent if they enforce their laws on him. If they come and they try to take him from his house in Plainfield, New Hampshire, then he's going to shoot them. But I think if more people were to stand up and just say no, you know, like the old 80s campaign, just say no to government in this particular case, if that'd be incredibly powerful.
Here's something that people get caught by. They'll have somebody say, you have to do that because it's the law, but they never go research it. If you go research it, 9 times out of 10, you'll find out it's not the law, like mandatory vaccines, for instance. It's crap.
Yeah, that's true. In my health class that I'm taking in college, they were telling us that this mandatory health vaccines, and I had to correct the teacher and say, absolutely not, I'm not vaccinated.
Really?
Yeah, all you have to say is your parents either have a philosophical or religious disagreement with it, and you don't have to be. So.
Right, doesn't sound mandatory that way, does it?
That's right. And they have to provide you a waiver if you ask for one.
I think you're right about that. And that sort of ties back into what we had Robert Menard on the show from thinkfree.ca over the weekend. And I think he was sort of coming at it from that perspective in that, you know, they claim that ignorance of the law is no excuse, yet everyone's ignorant of the law, even the bureaucrats themselves. There's no physical way one could possibly know the law. And then once you do actually dig in, you find out that not only are there remedies, but there are also words that don't mean what you originally thought they meant. Like
that's
application
right.
and submission and registration, all these things sound mandatory.
Well, you remember a few years back when President Clinton made a statement about what the meaning of is?
Yeah.
And a lot of people got a laugh out of it. Well, the guy was serious because in Black's Law Dictionary, there's probably five or six different meanings for the word is.
Right, and that's the funny thing about law is they can just redefine English words that most everyone takes for granted, and since most people aren't lawyers, they don't know better, they don't have the legal training to understand what it is that's being put forth, all of these laws and statutes, and they just presume that, well, we elected these people, so we've got to follow whatever rules that they say, give to us, and then what they use for their reference on the rules is what the nightly news comes up with and says, well, today Congress passed 800 new laws. Here are some highlights. And then they go down the list of all the new statutes that have been passed, and people just say, oh, I guess I can't smoke in public anymore, or whatever
the laws
are.
If you got time, do some research on this hate law that they're trying to shove through the House now. Have you heard about it, hate crime law?
I'm not sure. I've heard rumors.
They're trying to fast-track it through, and I know that's got something to do with our free speech.
Oh, I'm sure
it does.
You
know what I mean? My gut feeling is,
well, it's just getting worse, and it's just so hard. I mean, it's so hard to research these laws. And besides, I take the position that I just don't care. I don't care what the laws say. I don't care what these bureaucrats write down. They're just people just like me. And they're not better people than I am because some people went into a voting booth and checked a box on a piece of paper. That doesn't give them authority over my life, and I want to help other people understand that these government people are just regular people, too. And if people start looking at them that way and remembering that these government people are people with problems or people with conflicts or people with, you know, things in their lives that they have to deal with that, you know, their S stinks too. I think that's a nice little equalizer. It helps them remember that, I'm just dealing with a man wearing a robe, or I'm just dealing with a man wearing a uniform and carrying a shiny badge. And I think that sort of shift of perspective could really help some people.
Here's something on a positive note. I've noticed in my area of the country where I live, there's a few more people now more that have their eyes open and are starting to really, really take a close look at what's going on as compared to a year ago. And I think you guys have a lot to do with that. So did the other alternative media on the Internet. I'm glad you guys are there.
Dale, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231 to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, evening, guys.
Good evening,
hey, Glenn.
Glenn. What's on your mind?
Hey. I wanted to call to respond to a caller last week. I think it was Paul in Delaware who tried to make a claim that libertarians are selfish.
Yes, and I agree.
And I think
I think everyone's selfish. Sorry, go ahead.
I think it all depends on how you define selfish.
Okay.
I think libertarians are responsible, self-reliant individuals who don't covet what their neighbors have. But I think the real people who are selfish are politicians who want to pander to the voters to implement social agendas, you know, for power. They're selfish.
Well, that's not fair. I mean, I see you're just trying to redefine the word, but, you know, selfishness is doing what is in your perceived best interest. And in the case of the politicians, their best interest, the way they perceive it, is seeking and attaining power and then wielding that power over others. For you and I, selfishness would be we want to go and work and get money and get wealthier so we can have a more comfortable life and help our friends and family members out.
Well, not just friends and family. I mean, you know, I do reasonably well, and I help out people I don't even know.
Absolutely.
The problem comes in with try explaining that to a socialist.
Yeah.
Well, the socialists, you see, they want to make sure you do it, and they'll force you to do it with a gun, and that's really the issue. I mean, aren't you, you know, you say to the socialist, aren't you a good enough person to do it on your own?
And the socialist, it's the socialist that really is selfish. They're the ones that are selfish.
Yep.
Well, they're selfish in that they
do what they want.
Right, they're selfish in that they want to mold society into their perfect little vision for the world in complete disrespect for what other people's wants and needs and desires might be. And libertarianism and free liberty is the only system in the free market that respects the desires and the wants of every single individual, so long as those desires aren't to kill others and harm others.
You know, getting back to the giving and the charity part, I remember there was a report that came out a few months back that talked about how much socialists give versus more conservative people give, and it found that socialists give a significant amount less.
Yeah.
Which I think is very interesting because it's almost like the socialists think that they're giving money to charity with their vote.
Mm.
So.
Right. Well, it's probably back to that feeling of, well, I've paid my taxes. Why should I pay any of these charitable organizations?
Yeah,
the government will take care of it. It's just
nonsense.
Sick.
And the government's so bad at everything.
I don't think selfish. I rail sometimes about how I think the word anarchy has been ruined by popular culture. To be fair, selfishness might have been ruined to an extent by popular culture, but I think it might be salvageable. I'm not sure about that. Glenn, your final thoughts?
No, you guys pretty much covered it.
Thank you. Dude. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So speaking of socialists that want to lord their rules over every single other person in America, if not the world, via the UN, for instance, coming up in hour number three, Toby's got a story about some Hollywood socialist that happens to know, and I say Hollywood just because I guess entertainment world socialist, Sheryl Crow. Who apparently knows everything about toilet paper.
Did I get that right? Yes, and how you can save the world.
Right, so she's got a plan that I'm sure she would like to implement over every single household.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because, well, the world needs saving, and only the socialists can do it, right?
And a plan this dumb could only, only be implemented with a law.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. Also on the way, we might talk about a professor who's been fired in the BA case, an RIAA crackdown, and more. We got lots to go, and just an hour left. It's still time for your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.